Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition, a breaking news edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Later on, earlier today, throughout the wee early hours of the moment, one half of the Mayweather-McGregor duo for the super fight responded to the other half. Floyd Mayweather took to his social media last night and posted what you see before you on our live YouTube stream. And he said, "McGregor, let's fight in 8-ounce gloves." We'll give you all the details to that. We'll give you McGregor's, X-rated response. I don't give a fuck about the size of the gloves. We'll get into more details. We're going to go on out to none other than the Golden State, the home of the hipster hunter, and, see his thoughts on this.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, in that knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here, haters beware, is Matt Hunter. My quick thoughts on this topic, I think this is a grossly sort of like overstated subject, is the gloves. You know, what size of gloves? What product are they made out of? What brand are they? I think that's all sort of doesn't matter. I mean, there has been statistical data conducted on boxing gloves. I believe they were 8-ounce gloves and MMA gloves, which are 4-ounce gloves. And I believe the pounds per square inch pressure that was difference between the two punches with those two gloves by the same fighter was about 40 pounds per square inch. And that was, I think it was around 760 for the 8-ounce glove and about 720 for the MMA glove. So there's a marginal difference in power between a 4-ounce glove and an 8-ounce glove. So what's really the difference between an 8-ounce glove and a 10-ounce glove? Not much. Other than, you have a bunch of casuals going, holy crap, they're going to change the glove size. They're going to be smaller. They're going to be closer to McGregor's size. You know, maybe he has a chance now. You're going to get that narrative started as a result. And I'm not even saying that this is going to happen, because as we know, in the rule book, once you hit over 154-pound weight limit, you have to go to 10-ounce gloves. So it's going to be interesting to see if Floyd is really that much of a power broker where he can get the rules to be ignored in this instance. Does this even matter? I would say no, but I know we're going to have some callers that call in saying yes. We're going to have people in the chat saying yes. So I can't wait to chop it up and can't wait to debate.
Well, first things first, Floyd runs Vegas. I remember that girl with the big chin, like Natalie Nunn or something, used to say she runs LA, where you're from, because you don't run it. She does. But Floyd runs Vegas. We've seen that with his domestic violence dispute and how he got a slap on the wrist. The judge allowed him to fight before he actually turned himself in. He was released early. I mean, he runs Vegas. He brings, you know, dollars to Vegas. But we'll get to the Floyd Mayweather comment on his verified Instagram, which is kind of ironic what he will say. And then we'll introduce our third co-host, the amateur Alexander Doomsday Lionez. Floyd Mayweather on his verified Instagram says, "Don't believe what you hear in the media. Don't believe what you hear on the blog sites. If it's not coming directly from me, then it's not true. I'm telling McGregor, let's fight in 8-ounce gloves. McGregor can fight in any brand he prefers or chooses. I'll be wearing 8-ounce Grant gloves. Whatever advantage McGregor needs to feel more comfortable in the ring, I'm willing to accommodate. Let's give the boxing and MMA fans what they want to see. And obviously, he added the tag of his, you know, now promote sponsor, right? I mean, I'm assuming Grant is going to provide the gloves since he's going to be using Grant. Now, I know that you feel 8-ounce means nothing, so we're going to bring in the amateur that's fought in both, you know, boxing and MMA, and actually is a little bit educated in the gloves like yourself. You probably read the same, you know, study. But Doomsday still hasn't hollered at DiBiase, so Alexander Doomsday.
Yeah, I got to fix that, man. I got to get my Dollar DiBiase track made, man. Dollar DiBiase, you listening to me, man? I'm going to hit you up on the IG as soon as the show's over. Time to get Doomy Doom that entrance. But, yeah, just going back to what you said, bro. I'm a big gym rat in MMA. Never decided to compete, but definitely know what it is to punch and grapple with those gloves. And, during my own studies and stuff, because, you know, something that I was curious about all the time was that, you know, looking into, you know, having a future in fighting, you know, you start to look at many things. And one of the things was I asked myself, like, what's safer, you know, who hits harder, you know, smaller gloves. They always say that they hit harder. But if you actually do the actual science behind it, there is no real difference between the MMA gloves, 4 ounces, and let's say a pair of boxing gloves at 8 or 10 ounces, in the aspect that the impact and the power doesn't change. You know, you might have a smaller fist. You could probably cut more, I can say. But if you do the actual science research on fight research on the gloves, it doesn't matter. You could get hit just as hard with 10-ounce boxing gloves than you can with 4-ounce MMA gloves. So
the only real difference is the protection for your hands. Obviously, a 10-ounce glove is more protection for your hand than a 4-ounce glove.
Yeah, it's different sports. You know that, you know, MMA gloves have their openings to their fingers because they grapple. Mm-hmm. But if you're just talking strictly impact, punching power and impact, doesn't have no real difference. Sometimes, actually, the bigger glove is actually sometimes more devastating. If you do your research on it, you guys can find this out. It's not something that I've come up with. I actually looked into it. Unfortunately, I don't have no sources for anyone to pick up on, but the information is out there. So these guys arguing about these 8-ounce gloves, I can see where Floyd Mayweather doesn't really give a shit. You know, nobody's going to fight with MMA gloves in this boxing match. So I think it's just whatever.
Doomsday, do you think I've heard basically we're not going to get this, that we're still going to get 10-ounce gloves, that the Nevada State Athletic Commission is not going to bend to this demand from Mayweather because the ABC has obviously said in rules that you have to fight in 10-ounce gloves at this weight and above. Do you think maybe on fight week, on fight day, we're going to get any sort of shenanigans that are accustomed to Mayweather fights and we're going to get a glove change?
I don't know, Matt. You know, my opinion on this is just, you know, more talk before the fight, more buildup. I really don't think that neither of these two fighters gives a shit about the weight of the gloves. It's just that, you know, it's been kind of something that's been going on, you know, with Mayweather's camp and Maidana's ever since then. You know, it's been this whole thing about, you know, Mayweather cares about what kind of gloves you're wearing and this, that, and the third. But I honestly think that, you know, McGregor doesn't give a shit. You know, he's saying he'll fight in 4-ounce gloves. So to me, this is just more talk, more buildup. Unless there's something, you know, under the radar that we don't know about where, you know, McGregor's really, you know, wanting this, or he's complaining, or we haven't heard complaints from McGregor. So, you know, I think 8-ounce gloves, 10-ounce gloves, what does it matter? These guys are going to, I think it's going to be a little more than just ounces in glove weight for any, you know, for any of these fighters to think that that's going to have a huge effect. I mean, you know, when it was with Maidana's gloves, they had no padding. I don't know exactly. This doesn't even fall into that, right? Because they're not even talking about padding. They're talking about just weight. at least with the Maidana gloves, you know, you had some concern for the padding. So it's like, okay, like this is
allegedly.
Allegedly, but I mean, I saw the interviews there where you know Mayweather's trying to fill out the padding, and you could see it was a little hollow. It was dip, you know. It's
I don't want to hear that hollow shit. Mayweather paid $1.5 million for Maidana not to wear them gloves. Speaking of gloves, let's get to Conor McGregor's response to Floyd Mayweather. He posted on his Instagram. Obviously, again, you can see that on the pic that we're showing on YouTube. It's actually a picture of him and former multiple division world champion Paulie Malignaggi and commentator for Showtime, the Magic Man, in the ring, and McGregor doing something interesting enough. You know, throughout this buildup, I've continued to ask my co-host, who is supposed to be the more educated MMA fan, and I seem to be having a crystal ball. I remember I told him this fight was going to happen. He said it wouldn't. Is Enrique really shirtless? What the fuck is going on with that man?
Dude, you got that that morning drink on. Morning vodka, man. He's good, man. He's feeling that great right now. Good.
Yo, Enrique's feeling himself right now.
Oh, God.
He must have got a fresh wax.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Got the fresh wax.
Yo, he just come on and fucking, yo, he just flipped the whole fucking mood of the show. What
we want 8 ounce clubs.
Look up your mic, Enrique. Come on.
All right. So listen, Conor, you know, I said, yo, he would fight Floyd. Matt didn't believe it. Here we are talking about the fight that's going to happen August 26th. I said, Matt, what happens if he comes in with this awkwardness? He jumps around the ring. And here we are in a still shot of him and Malignaggi and Conor definitely in some sort of vertical leap. But other than that, his quote is here, and I'll give it to you. He says, from his verified Instagram, which I might add has way more likes, okay? Remember, we talk popularity. Mayweather has 17 hours on his post, and it only has 190,742 likes, while McGregor just posted his 4 hours ago and already has close to 500,000 likes at 456,186. So he goes on to say, another handy 12 rounds of sparring today. We prepare to destroy Floyd. Pick whatever size gloves you want as well, little man. I fight with 4 ounce. I don't give a fuck about the size of the glove. I'm coming sprinting at you with bricks. Know that. Brittle hands. And the reason that I wanted to make sure we read that and used, you know, what he said in the terms of brittle hands is because if you go to 8 ounces, it's like you said, Matt, he has less protection. And then maybe there is a concern in those hands. If we get an early hand breakage from Mayweather, this fight becomes very intriguing and he becomes the David Haye in this Tony Bellew match. But before you answer, Matt, I know you're dying. Try to keep your thought, keep your thinking cap on. Let's go ahead and introduce the TBV's own Magic Mike, a.k.a.
Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
I said fuck you. I'm going to fuck you.
I'm going
to fight. I said fuck you.
I think you accurate.
Yes, my mic sound right?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Yo, hello to all the listeners out there in YouTube world. Happy Wednesday. Yeah, so the Mayweather-McGregor news all through my timeline, as everyone else's, I'm sure. Yeah, so I immediately looked up on Google search and found some news. And like Matt said, that the Athletic Commission, they're not going to bend the rules, that it was negotiated, et cetera, et cetera. And that McGregor had to, you know, agree to a lot of Mayweather's requests to even get the fight. And one of the strategic things Mayweather did was bring it to 154 pounds so that they can wear 10-ounce gloves. So, yeah, it's a lot of talk, I think, because just on Monday, we heard that, or Tuesday, that the tickets are doing poorly. Is that true? Yes, it is true. So I find out, right?
Answer his own question.
So I found out that I'm not going to be a pay-per-view purchaser because I'm going on a cruise on the 26th. I didn't even know that was the date. But, yeah, I may not even be able to witness the fight live.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you're their prime demographic.
And I'm their prime demographic. But, you know, also the prime demographic doesn't have the $3,500 to shell out to sit in the back. So we need some more news, right? We need breaking news. Mayweather wants to wear 8-ounce gloves. Mayweather decides to agree with McGregor and wear 4-ounce gloves, fingerless gloves, then have the fight, you know? So we need that news, right?
So you're saying this was put out there by Mayweather to sort of spur on ticket sell?
I believe it.
I don't think that's wrong. I think that's really smart, actually.
I could see casuals, you know, theory, because it's like this, right? Like, right away for me, even though you and Doomsday came with all this technical mumbo jumbo and what you read in this survey.
Says you.
You know, what you read in a survey telling you that the gloves don't matter. Right away, I said, oh, shit, 8-ounce gloves. The hands could get damaged. Oh, shit, McGregor could hit him. He hasn't been hit with 8 ounces. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just started thinking somehow McGregor has an advantage because that is what it is. It's probably.
I mean, you make sense on the protection for Mayweather's hands. When you said that, I was like, oh, man, he's right. Maybe the padding isn't for the other guy's face. It's more for his hands. So you might be right on that.
But hasn't Mayweather been using 8-ounce gloves?
I don't know what.
Like, for. In the Berto fight and the Pacquiao fight, were those with 10-ounce gloves? I know you can use 10-ounce gloves for the welterweight division, but you don't have to.
I'm assuming that the more the glove weighs, the more padding there's on it, I guess. But I don't know how.
I don't know. Let me have the producer check that out, and we'll get back to you.
It could also be a heavier punch, yeah?
That's what I read, yeah.
I mean, listen, it has to be heavier, right? Like, if you go with a 10-ounce with the wraps and the fucking gauze and the sweat and then the fucking... You know, the glove itself, you know?
It weighs a lot by the time that shit, by the time,
look, listen, 16 ounces is 1 pound. So, you know what I mean? You know, if you're going with 8, that's still half a pound plus the wraps and the sweat. I mean, them shit start to weigh by the time the 12th round come around.
By the way, the Maidana-Mayweather fight was with 8-ounce gloves.
So, what 154, what glove weight are you required to wear?
10 ounce.
And they're fighting with 10 ounce at 154.
You can use
10. Yeah, but that's the difference, though. Matt says, damn, I'm sorry, I don't have the camera. Matt says, oh, but Mayweather's been hit by 8 ounces. Yeah, he's been hit by 8 ounces at 47 by 47 pounders, not by 8 ounces by a 54 pounder who, I don't know, Matt. I mean, you and your MMA fans are calling him a crocodile. Why is he a crocodile?
I've never heard MMA fans ever refer to McGregor as crocodile. Maybe Doomsday has. I haven't.
I seen it in the chat today. It's like,
I never heard of the nickname crocodile.
What the hell is that?
Missed it, Mac.
But very quickly, I mean, Canelo's probably the same rough size of McGregor in terms of weight, in terms of power. Well, I'll look up the gloves of.
But
the
Matt, you're a hardcore. You're a hardcore. They're not trying to remind you of Canelo. They're trying to show the casual, like, oh my God, he's about to be in there with someone bigger with smaller gloves. That's the whole.
Oh yeah, but again, you're talking to the hardcore. Do you want the hardcore opinion, or do you want me to tell you what the casuals think?
I want to know what you think, not what the public thinks.
Okay, what I think.
The narrative is. I want to know what. I want to know, do you think the gloves are going to make any sort of difference?
No. No, not even a fraction of a percent.
You mean the size of the glove does not make a difference in the fight?
The size, the brand, no. None of that makes a difference in the fight.
More of an advantage.
No, none of this. There's no advantage. Like, all the advantages you could have, Mayweather already has. It's his sport.
What's all the hoolah about 8 ounces then? What is that?
It would be like if LeBron went into the major leagues baseball and they said, we're going to use steel toed boots instead of the regular new material they make. We're going to use steel tip cleats.
I don't get that analogy.
Like back in the old day where you can fucking stab people with your cleats.
Sorry, you're giving a history lesson now.
And again, like, that's all it would be. It would be nothing. It would be like, no, LeBron James still going to get fucking whooped in baseball because he's not a baseball player.
Right.
You know, it would be the same thing. It would be like if Magic Johnson went into the NFL back in the 80s and they said, we're going to use leather helmets.
No.
It's like, no, that doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, I get it. But what I'm saying is 8-ounce gloves versus 10-ounce gloves. If Floyd negotiated in the beginning 10-ounce gloves, no horsehair gloves, and it has to be at 154 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, yo, I'll fight you with 8-ounce gloves. What is he saying? He's giving the advantage to Conor.
I think your theory is the correct one. That the fact that news came out that ticket sales were slow, that they weren't selling out, And then all of a sudden, a few days later, we get this on Instagram from both parties. A day later. That to me is the clearest theory that we have. But that what about, is purely out there to try to boost hype and try to get some ticket sales.
Okay, so let's take that out. What if it's not that? What the 8 ounce glove? Why is everyone so hyped up about it? Like, what is to get excited for 8 ounce gloves?
People think about numbers a lot. So when you go 10 to 8, you go, oh, that must be a difference. But then you look beyond the science of it, and there's no difference. But again, casuals don't know that. Casuals haven't watched that fight science documentary on, I forget on what channel back in the day, that me and Doomsday I probably watched, where they reviewed this, they studied this, and they did test on this. You know, very few people saw that.
I think it was on Sports Science, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Sports Science, my bad.
It might have been Sports Science. I don't remember.
Gloves, right? I said, okay, he's giving Mayweather, he's giving Conor some comfort, like he said on his post. He's going to let Conor come in light-handed and throw better punches. That's the only thing I could think of.
You know, Conor keeps throwing jabs at Floyd Mayweather about his brittle hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, Ness mentioned that, you know, it might just be for protection, more for protection. Maybe his hands aren't as strong as they were a year ago, like he says. He wasn't the same fighter as he was 2 years ago.
I saw a picture on the Boxing Voice of Floyd Mayweather, and he was looking kind of brolic. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Floyd.
Was looking real.
Diesel. His arms looked big. He was cut up. And, I've seen
him. Well, we're used to seeing him fight at 147, right?
Right. So I'm thinking.
I mean, but does he rehydrate to 154?
He fought Cotto at 154, right?
I know that if you're coming in at 147, you rehydrate a few pounds.
I think he wants to knock out, and that's why he's asking for 8 ounce gloves. That's my other.
Yeah, Floyd keeps saying he's gonna knock him
out, guys. Let me just go to some interesting audio from one of the many sessions that Paulie and McGregor are having now. I guess I should. Let me see. Should I fucking screen share this?
I'm glad you're gonna share this too, bro. Because you know that whole jumping thing got me curious.
You sound like you were Irish. I'm glad you're going to hear this.
All right, here we go. We're going to do audio only.
Short the four. Oh,
let me see.
You can box in with.
Shit. Hold on. Yeah. Fuck, audio only. Let's do it.
You get to see him box in with Paulie Malignaggi, or who's he training with for the fight?
Yeah, well, he did a round with Paulie last Thursday, and I was in a ring with him doing that, and yeah, he handled himself pretty good, and Paulie, you know, said, you know, the guy can pop.
But
the guy, Paulie's remarks, the guy can pop. And he sure could, because, you know, he was in there mixing it up a little bit with Paulie, and it was the real thing. They was on a mess around. Matter of fact, I had to stop the action. I had to come out, like, guys, you guys, they're a little out of control here. You got to stop this, you know?
Really?
Got a little rough, you know?
I mean, was he roughing Paul up?
They were both roughing each other up, and I had to stop acting like I do in regular fights. You know, they were holding too much. They were trying to punch each other. I got a little bit out of control, where I had to call time. All right, guys, you got to stop this right now. I want a good, clean round. He'd be sportsman like Conor. Understand? I don't want to get any points from either one of you. You understand? I look at that. Say, okay, all right, time it. They continue.
Well, you know, Paulie was saying how they both were very good trash talking each other.
Yeah, well, I had to put a stop to that as well. That's part of the way I had to stop the action.
Now, the reason I wanted to play that is because, you know, there were rumors let out on the McGregor camp that their intentions was to whoop Paulie's ass for the comments, not really to work on him. But also, I want to applaud McGregor for something. He's taking this extremely seriously. Not only is his sparring a two-time former champion, but he actually has a retired referee during his sparring matches just to get acclimated to how picky Floyd Mayweather is. We all know he gets to choose his referees, and his referees do not let you clinch them. And Joe Cortez, for many years, has been Floyd's go-to referee, outside of Kenny Bellis, obviously. this is fucking interesting. I like the way Conor's thinking. He's thinking not only like a fighter, but like a thinking man's fighter. Strategic. You have to use your brain. Exactly, Casual. Strategic. Casual, now that I added all that information, you heard the audio, which was courtesy of SiriusXM Rush 93. I was actually on there, I don't know, the other day. It aired on last Friday, if you want to check it out. But yeah, now that you heard the audio, you got my little theory and everything, and everybody watching is going to press the thumbs up to make it blue, because if it's gray, it's not right, but hit the thumbs up. What's your thoughts on all this now?
Right.
Like you said,
planning.
Going in there to find out. That was Joe, correct?
I would love you to talk directly into the mic so you stop cutting in and out.
The referee that was speaking, who was he? The retired one. What's his name?
Joe Cortez,
right. So, yeah, that was extremely good for Mayweather, for McGregor, because, like you said, Floyd is a nitpicker. He picks his referee and tells him what he doesn't want to happen, something small like clinching, which I think is going to happen a lot on that fight, because, you know, I like it a lot. He's thinking, he brought in somebody who would stop the fight and penalize you and warn you what will get penalized or not. So yeah, he's preparing himself with that in mind, so it's great for boxing, the information, and great for McGregor.
Matt.
Again, does it matter, though? Will it affect the fight?
What the hell do you mean does it matter?
Let me finish my thought. I let you guys talk. I was gone for a bit.
You led wrong. Does it matter, though?
Hold on. It's a rhetorical question.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Who the fuck is that guy?
McGregor's not going to win. Like, let's just be 100% honest here. We have a guy with a fraction of the experience, a fraction of the knowledge, a fraction of the talent and skill of a Floyd Mayweather fighting him. He's not going to win. So having Joe Cortez there in his training camp, while helpful for maybe him, maybe in his overall career, or maybe, you know, knowing sort of Floyd's tendencies, is it going to help him win? That's the question you got to ask. Is any of this going to help McGregor win the fight? No, I don't think any of this is going to help him win the fight.
He's studying, and he may be lucky. You don't know.
Look, I'll tell you this, guy. Conor's a real cerebral fighter. That's one thing I like about him. You know what I'm saying? He likes to think about. You know, he's big on movement, and I think this. You know, him bringing in a referee, especially a referee that's been part of Floyd's fights, is just to. He's the kind of guy, he likes to train as closest to the fight possible. You know, when you have a referee in MMA, it's a little different than the referees in boxing. So for him to bring in the referee, I think, is just to get that closeness to the sport. You know, he's coming in from MMA into boxing.
Kudos, Blanco. This guy's just being – yo, he's become our new glass half-empty guy, and that's okay. That's okay. He wants to be Skip. Let him be Skip.
Call him Glass Master.
Hold on.
Matt knows MMA.
Ask all of you guys a question, because I'm the only MMA fan here other than Alex. And I'm the one that has the MMA podcast, so I know Conor more than all of you guys.
Maybe now.
I got a question for all of you.
Any fight.
Hold on. I'm asking you guys a question, and then you can ask me a question. Does the glove is maybe going to 8 ounce? Does him having Joe Cortez in sparring and in a training camp, does that make any of you pick Conor McGregor in this fight?
It's going to make Casual pick him.
I'm hoping that it becomes more than what everyone's saying it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
guys, you're going to be over there like, yo, I got Conor McGregor.
It sounds like McGregor, Floyd is going to come in and McGregor, the first feel out round, and then before the bell, boom, he gets hit. Everyone's, woo, round two, he plays with him all the way through. McGregor does nothing. Round three, same thing. Round four, Floyd's like, boom, easy work, easy money, I'm done. That's how you guys are making
it. Hell no, that first round is going to be crazy. Exactly. Crazy.
Well,
that first round is going to set the tempo.
None of you are picking McGregor off of this stuff, right?
Yo, this is not to make a pick.
But that's what the questions you're asking me.
No.
What do you mean, specifically,
does this change anything for you?
No, it doesn't change anything for me.
But it does. You said while it's good, it's not going to get the win. But you've said it is good.
Yeah, but
That's it.
Any sort of high level training is good. Doesn't mean you're going to win.
That's fine. Listen, he's out to prove everyone like you.
I never expected Connor to take training lightly because I know Connor.
I know
Connor.
You never expected the fight to happen. So to be honest,
I never expected the fight to happen.
Your opinion is biased because you already got egg on your face saying this fight could never happen. No, it has
nothing to do with that, dude. Like, again, you keep conflating these two things, these two points I made months apart that I didn't think the fight was going to be made because I thought the UFC valued control over money. I was wrong. They value money over control now because of the new ownership. And again, oversight by me.
All I'm trying to show the jury.
And oversight by me.
So the jury is not mean I'm down on the fight.
I am the one that's been on this air saying people should still buy this fight. That people should accept this fight for what it is. And that's fun. This fight's fun. But let's not for any second think that Connor's going to win. The people that think Connor's going to win are his fanboys that add him on Twitter and Instagram. They go, Daddy, Daddy, knock him out. Knock him out, Daddy. Those grown men that do that, those motherfuckers think he's going to win. Those are the only crazy delusional assholes that think he's going to win. It's those crazy MMA fans that explode our live chat every time we do a Connor show. It's those guys that think he's going to win. The delusional motherfuckers. Not any of us that are rational.
But why is it delusional to think that a fucking...
There's nothing... 26-year-old guy,
a 26-year-old, 175-pound...
29.
29? I thought he was 26.
No, he's older than that.
He just turned 29.
Oh, he just turned 20. All right, 29-year-old man who has what? 9 years younger than Floyd, right?
And what, a tenth of the experience in fighting?
In boxing. Not fighting, not training, not running, not hitting the bag, not striking someone.
Well, he's probably been doing that for a lot longer than
exactly. Exactly. As a child, right? I mean, I know he
did box back in the amateur days.
Like karate and as a little
kid. He got outboxed by Nate Diaz. He gassed out against Nate Diaz twice.
Nate Diaz is also tall as fuck and long as.
No. But you can't. You know, Nate Diaz is throwing kicks. He's trying to grab.
Hold on. We're talking about levels of ability here. Nate Diaz isn't even close to a Mayweather. If he has trouble with Nate Diaz, what do you think fucking Mayweather's gonna do to him?
Yeah, he's got trouble with Nate Diaz throwing legs at him. He's got trouble with Nate Diaz.
You all got hook, line, and sinker by this shit. You all got bought into the hype.
The thing is, you like hearing yourself talk. That's what that is. Because you're comparing the Diaz fight when he's got to worry about grappling. He's got to worry about arm bars. He's got to worry about kicks flying at him.
Outboxed. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he got outfought. I'm saying he got outboxed.
So you're telling me it was clean boxing?
No, it wasn't clean boxing.
Come on, man. Some of that energy got exploded on things that it ain't unnecessarily need to.
I'm not combining the outboxing with him being tired. I'm saying he got outboxed and he fucking gassed out. Those are two different things.
You just brought something up, Ness. He doesn't have to use his legs, so he's not going to lose energy.
That's a whole energy reserve.
Right.
He's not even going to tap into.
And that's why bringing in Joe Cortez and Paulie Malignaggi is actually acting out the real fight.
Man. I want to know what's all this jumping about. You know, we keep seeing these shots of him jumping.
You know why? Because it's something unorthodox. It's to confuse Floyd. I want him to jump in the ring. And Floyd's going to be, he's going to look at the ref. Because that's what Floyd does. When someone does something they're not supposed to do or something he doesn't like, he look at the ref.
Yeah, it's true.
Yo, come on.
Joe Cortez, see that?
Yo, that's true. Yo, he'd be like, yo, come on, man.
Did I miss that during Joe Cortez's interview?
Yo, I remember he got headbutted by Victor. He going to tap his glove, look at it, looking for blood. He's like, yo, for real? Like, come on, man. Yeah, what you think that was? That was a headbutt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look, he reacted properly. So Connor better watch it, too. Floyd got the dog in him, too. And he's got a lot of pride.
He knocked Victor out right after that shit.
That's the biggest thing is his pride. You know what I mean? So no matter what, gloves, all that shit, Connor jumping. Listen, he cannot lose to an 0-0 guy. And that's why I'm saying he must knock him out. Even though Matt, you know, he loves taking the other side of the street on that one. But it
I've been consistent. I've been very consistent in my opinion.
Yo, hey, do they announce it? Yo, somebody's O has got to go.
I think Connor said that at one of the press conferences.
Says that Connor continuously says that. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. We're about to go to the callers, and if you want us to go to the callers and get the opinion of the people, remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. International callers can add us by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's Nestor Gibbs. S. Any final thoughts, guys, before we get to those callers?
I'm excited about this fight. If you are out there thinking that Conor McGregor is going to win, I'm sorry for you.
Call in.
Call in. Please. Please call in. Please call in. 1-425-569-5241. Call in and please debate. Please.
Don't just be a chat.
I'm excited. You know what? I'm excited right now. We're going to the phones. I'm excited to see what the fans got to say about just matching these two fighters up as combatants, right? Like we were talking earlier, they've both been in their own perspective game for a long time. They've been running, they've been punching, they're both elite fighters at their division. This is not even something like happened before where James Toney was thrown in there with Randy Couture, you know what I'm saying? Or it was a total mismatch, you know? This is two elite athletes competing in combat, and I'm going for Floyd because I know that it's just no way. But for those out there that believe that Conor got a fucking chance, how much of a chance does he got? How many rounds does he go with the champ? Let's go to the lines.
All right, let's get out to those sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the UK, we got Robbie Hearns on the line.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why is Wilder so damn nice, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get my face out.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Robbie Rob?
Oh, good, oh, good. First of all, this stuff with the gloves, I think it's just a bit more hype, a bit more headlines, and just getting more, more hype about the fight. I don't really see anything in it. I thought I read earlier that the Nevada State Commission or something said that Floyd can't change the glove size or something. I don't know how true that is, or whether, again, it's just more hype around it. But I think they're just trying to add more headlines to the fight there. As far as the actual fight, you said to call in if you think McGregor's going to win, but don't worry, I'm not. I think Floyd's got this, obviously. But I know, Nez, you're saying he's got to get the knockout, and saying, you know, he's never been in a fight, but this, you know, it's Conor McGregor. He must have been punched in the face. He's taken blows. I think this could go deeper than a lot of people think, but I personally think McGregor's Mayweather is going to win it. But yeah, it's an interesting fight, and I know you guys are pissed at the price that we're getting it for in the UK. But you know, if you can find a cheap flight, you can come and watch it at mine.
Yeah.
Except Doomsday, I'm not having that boy there coming into my house. Ah. He's not welcome.
Oh no!
You're looking for another big sandwich like the other day.
You saw the meme I hit you up with. When's the last time you had that much here?
I said that, bro.
Bro, it looks exactly like you. He looks like Lord Stark, Ned Stark from Games of Thrones.
Yeah. Go get another sandwich.
Hey, listen, I'm burning him. I'm burning him. I'm posting every day. Where's Mitty at?
All right,
your footage.
Border Wars to Border Wars, lady. All
right, Beaver.
You know how the rest
coming. I'm coming for your fighter, bro.
Listen, we actually got some breaking news, Mitty. I mean, Rob, let me get a minute here. We got some breaking news. Matt, do you want to do the...
The what? Oh, the my favorite soundbite?
I mean, I guess I was going to say the honors, being as though you ended up being right without knowing about this breaking news in terms of Mayweather versus McGregor and Floyd being unable to convince the Nevada Athletic, or the Nevada State Athletic Commission to
change
gloves size for the showdown. You know, we all know that Floyd and obviously now Conor both were talking and, you know, had obviously made us do this show on 8 ounce gloves. But no, from the Nevada Athletic Commission, Bob Bennett, he says, and I quote, "These regulations are in place for the health and safety of the athletes, which is the utmost importance to the commission. Our regulations already outline the appropriate glove size according to the contracted weight of the fight. So, Matt, you right.
I know.
So, man. So is it all hype? Did Floyd just get like a endorsement by Grant? And it was like, yo, send as many people to my Instagram handle as possible. Like, what the fuck, yo? This fight has so many twists and turns.
It's a huge commercial and marketing event for the Money Team brand. That's basically what this is. It's a way to get a bunch of eyeballs on Mayweather and his brand, his company, and he's going to make every dollar's worth. He's going to make sure he makes every cent he can. So, yeah, that could be it. Could be another thing. He got some sponsorship saying, you know, Grant wanted him to make a post and say, you know, as many people click on this and this amount of time, you get X amount of dollars. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. And he did that.
Well, there you go.
Like I said, more buildup. Gloves ain't gonna matter.
But
what's interesting to see though is those pictures, man, and seeing fucking Conor McGregor jump up and down like that. I'm just so fucking curious to see any tape with this next Mayweather McGregor Showtime.
Oh, Friday media reaction time. That was good. Let's get back out to Robbie. Let him finish up his call and finish up with these callers. Go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, no, yeah, like, agree with Doomy. I think it's all just been hype. I mean, there's probably messages going backwards and forwards between Mayweather and McGregor saying, no, you say this, I'll say that. They're both kings of promotion. They're both kings of promotion, like myself. Yeah, it's just adding more headlines, adding more, hoping to get more ticket sales, because I believe there's been a few... tickets not going yet, and they're saying hotel rooms are vacant and stuff. So it's just all gearing up to try and get the most money out of this fight. Anyway, I'll move on with the show, boys, and I'll catch you soon.
All right, Rob. Well, go ahead and mute yourself. Let's go on out to Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
Boy, there's a king croc right there. This croc has enough power in his jaws to rip my ear right off.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, it's unbeatable.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey boys, look, I'm not in Australia at the moment. Actually, I'm in the UK.
Uh-oh. Yeah, getting some sparring with Coach Mitty over there, huh?
Yeah, well, you guys were saying I was scared, so I thought I'd come over, teach him a little lesson, and then go chuck some chocolate brownies at Kelbrook and Sheffield for a bit. We'll see how we go. But yeah, just chilling on vacation. Maybe we'll have a little international border wars talk, you know, maybe set up a team or something, slap you Americans around, but that's a topic for another day. In regards to McGregor Mayweather, I'm basically on board with Matt here. I don't think it matters. They could wear whatever gloves they want. They could do whatever they want. If it's boxing rules, McGregor's got no chance. I think this is just like another, like, even the way Mayweather talks about the fight, he's just hyping it. He's just like, you notice him constantly saying, "Oh, I'm old now. I'm slower. I'm not the fighter I was 2 years ago." He's trying to basically fool the casuals into thinking McGregor's got a chance, but in reality, we all know there's absolutely no hope. It's Mayweather's just too skilled. But, you know, as we said, this is an entertaining fight. It's not meant to be a fight that's taken seriously, I don't think. I don't think any hardcore fan will take it seriously, but it's just a fight we're here to watch as a spectacle, as an entertaining spectacle. But that's my call. And a message from the UK to America, we'll be seeing you soon, boys. We'll be seeing you soon. So,
do nothing. Alex, man, make sure you get some tape of you and Coach Mitty. That would be amazing. Let's get out to Idris in the UK. Talk to me.
Yes, man. Listen, I've been away for a while, man.
back at it like a crack addict. Listen, sign me up to these border wars, man. Repping Team UK, man. Obviously, man, you guys are the A side. We might have to fly up there sometime. Get cracking, you get me? Well, let me discuss this, man. Matt, I've been disagreeing with you the last couple of episodes, man, and I usually agree with you, man, especially this Conor McGregor thing. You can't, like, first of all, yeah, Ness, you made a good point yesterday, man, when you said Carl Froch said he can't let boxing down. And you know as well as I know that what he really means by that is he's got to knock him out. You know what I'm trying to say? That's what he really meant. I know he probably didn't say it. And Matt, come on, man, you're the UFC guy, man. Didn't Brock Lesnar come from WWE and then UFC is the heavyweight champion?
But you do know that Brock Lesnar was an undefeated collegiate wrestler who could have gone to the Olympics and won a gold medal, but Vince McMahon offered him a 7-figure deal to go to the WWE instead.
And honestly, he got owned.
Once like the competition caught up to him, like he lost. He became a...
Yeah, but I'm not saying Conor's going to win. I know he's not going to win, but you can say the same thing. Conor's in a combat fighting, and he's going to another combat fighting. Brock Lesnar, what was he doing? He was wrestling, and he went into UFC.
There's so much added context to that. One, there was no Mayweather in the UFC at the heavyweight division. There was no one of that skill, of that tenure, of that legacy in the heavyweight division, and there really hasn't been in the UFC. Let's just be honest. Fedor Emelianenko and some of the best heavyweights were never in the UFC. So let's just be honest about that. So Brock Lesnar went over to a very shallow, a very shitty division and wrestled some guys, which he was phenomenal at. Brock Lesnar was a phenomenal
wrestler.
Second, you had a multi-dimensional athlete, a fighter like Cain Velasquez. He went there, knocked him out in one round. So let's just, I understand your comparison. I understand your logic behind it. I think it's just a bad comparison because Brock Lesnar didn't go over there and fight a John Jones. He didn't do that. He didn't go over there and fight TBE. McGregor is.
All I'm just trying to point out is like nothing is impossible. That's really hard.
No, true.
It is almost impossible, but nothing is really impossible, man.
It's just highly unlikely.
I think to enjoy this fight, yeah, you really need to turn into a casual fighter again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my sisters are talking about Mayweather and McGregor. I don't think they've ever watched a fight.
That's
like,
good.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so I think to enjoy it, we need to. And I think these undercards, you got to remember, Gervonta Davis, all these guys, they're fighting guys that they're all going to knock out. That's what casuals would want to see if they want to tune in. Like, the first ever pay-per-view I ever watched.
Oh. You came out swinging, my friend, but that is the round. Let me get to Rod in Philly. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think the glove size thing was just a big hype job by Floyd. I mean, like Connor said, he does have a lot of hand problems. I mean, Adrian Broner, his main man, even said it, that he needed that time off to heal his hands. But also, I feel like Conor has no chance of winning, but can it be more interesting with him using Paulie and using a real ref? I think definitely. I think he can make it more interesting. Also, I mean, he also has an advantage. He sparred with Andre Berto. So, I mean, I think he can make it more interesting, but he's not going to beat Floyd. It's just not going to happen. If no one else could, what makes a guy from the UFC have a chance? I mean, he had trouble against Nate Diaz when they were just standing up. And at the same time, I feel like he uses the excuse that in five rounds there's submissions and kicks and makes you more tired. But guys like Nick and Nate Diaz, they got tanks and they can go all five rounds and some. So I think he does have a stamina problem. That's my call.
Rod, thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going into 917. 917, first-time caller. 917, first-time caller?
Yep, first-time caller.
All right, I'm going to get him play the first-time caller intro. You let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
My name is Jay. I'm calling from New York.
Jay, talk to us.
Hello? Yeah, everybody's talking about the Nate Diaz Conor fight, but you gotta understand, Conor fought a Nate Diaz, a man that was 40 pounds heavier than him on short notice. That takes a big toll on your stamina, don't you think? Fighting a heavier...
Yep.
Nate Diaz is a natural lightweight.
Come on, let him talk. Let him talk.
But he still came in heavier. He still came in heavier. Conor didn't prepare for him. Conor took that fight on short notice because Conor takes any fight you throw in front of him. And they're talking about him being outboxed by Nate. Most of the fight, I see Nate getting tagged. You didn't see Conor's face disfigured in both fights.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I could agree with you on that, definitely.
Caller, you think Conor McGregor's going to win?
Yes. Do I think Conor McGregor's going to win? Highly likely, no, I don't. But you cannot count. It's a fight. Anything can happen in a fight. How many fights did we see when Buster Douglas fought Mike Tyson? People thought Buster Douglas was going to get demolished, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? When Hasee Rahman fought Lennox Lewis the first fight, we thought, yo, Lennox got this. And then what happened? He caught it with a big, lush right hand and knocked him out. Anything can happen in a fight. It's highly unlikely, but I don't think Conor's just going to come and just, you know, he's just going to box him and not try to knock him out. You know what I mean? Anything can happen in a fight. It's going to be highly unlikely that Floyd's probably going to run around the ring, try to box him, run around the ring, try to box him. Yeah, but Conor's just not going to stand there. He's not going to stand there. You know what I mean? People are talking about Conor like if he's... What's that guy that came in the UFC that he got demolished in like a second by Mickey Gall?
CM Punk.
What's his name?
CM Punk.
There you go. CM Punk. CM Punk never had any kind of fight experience. People are making it seem like Conor doesn't even know how to do anything. That's why I find it crazy. Like, I know I like to be optimistic. I'm not like, oh, that's it. Floyd's going to demolish him. I don't see Floyd being too much of an aggressor in this fight. You know? I don't. I think he's just going to, you know, he gets hit. Once he feels Conor's power, he's going to grab him like the way he did with Jane Mosley when he got hit with that right hand. When he got hit with that right hand, he grabbed Jane Mosley. And I don't know, for some reason, the ref let that rock for a little bit, you know? Because his legs were looking like noodles. But...
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Leonard in the UK. Excuse me, Lloyd in the UK. Talk to us.
Hi, guys.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm cool. Just a very, very quick call for me today. I've noticed just recently all the sort of snapshots that Conor McGregor's been posting of his sparring sessions, especially the one that you got on your YouTube link today. I'll just look at that. It just looks unnatural, the way that the opponent's on one side of the ring and Conor seems to be doing something stupid over the other side of the ring. I don't know if it's me or not, but it just seems to me that, you know, they're trying to obviously hype the fight. But I think personally, they would have probably been better off trying to sell this whole spectacle as more of an exhibition match of the two codes rather than a boxing match. Because let's face it, we all know that Floyd's going to win this fight. He's going to win it convincingly. So I don't know if you guys have spotted it or not, or any of the other fans out there have spotted the positioning of Conor's feet and his hands when he's doing these promotional sparring shots. I don't know if it's me, but it just looks unnatural, and I'm not expecting Conor to do anything, even if he lands his best shot on Floyd's chin. I'm still not expecting him to do anything in this fight. I mean, it's just going to be a shutout, whitewash, and Floyd will end it whenever he wants to end it. That's my call, guys.
All right. My question is, does he actually fucking end it, man, or is he going to take us 12 rounds, drag us into the deep end? 412, you're live on TBV. Who's this?
Tony Hanner.
First time caller?
Yes.
Let me get him, play the first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Tony from Pittsburgh.
Tony, what's going on, brother? What's on your mind on this topic here?
Actually, the main thing is the boxing fans are acting like Connor has never, you know, even thrown a punch before. And the man, what he done to Nate Diaz, who I use as a measuring rule, it's like he just took him apart with his time, with his timing. And his timing was, you know, he was tearing that face all up. So his boxing abilities look very good. And even when they got on the ground, he's like, nope, get back up. We're going to finish this boxing match. So his boxing abilities look a lot better than what a lot of people seem to think they are. That's why this fight is exciting to me.
Now, caller, you said your name was Tony. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Tony, do you think that the glove size matters? That's what she said.
Not really, because I have a pair of 10-ounce gloves, and you can feel them knuckles in them very, you know, very easy, especially when your hands are wrapped up. So I don't think the 10-ounce or the 8-ounce is such a big deal.
All right, Tony. Well, thank you so much, man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and make sure you get that notification every time we go live, because we discuss boxing on here 24/7 and we do various shows throughout the day. Let's get on out to New Orleans. Joshua, talk to us.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, brother?
This is my background. I think that gloves is something that Floyd cares about, something that works in his favor. From that time off he took, his hands must have healed up real, real well. And he feels something with, you know, 8 ounce and 10 ounces. And for my opinion on the glove size is 8 ounce gloves, the smaller the gloves is always better for a puncher. And a puncher's in a puncher situation, as far as defensive wise, you gotta just be able to do what Floyd does. For that perspective, as far as having as much glove, because you don't have that much glove to allow you to cover up a lot of punches. You just got to be able to move your head real well and have good legs. So I think the gloves are going to work out in Florida. He must have found something that he likes. That's why he's serious about an 8-ounce glove. That's why he won't go with it. A few weeks ago, I was calling in and I couldn't get in because I kept dropping a call. I was on the road and I kept losing the service. And y'all was talking about Floyd had to knock McGregor out in a fight, and that's the only way you accept it if McGregor steps in his ring with Floyd and Floyd knocked him out. Boxing always been a sport to me. They all got different ways you can beat somebody mentally and physically. And
90 seconds.
And of course, Floyd knocking McGregor out. Like I said, it's a good chance he may be able to do so in an 8. But if he can't, he's just going to outbox him and make him look bad, and I'll be just as satisfied. The reason why I'm excited for the fight, even though I think McGregor don't have a chance, is, I mean, if it looks like Floyd saying, keep my name out your mouth, because these UFC fighters won't put their name in his mouth and then try to make a name off it. So he's going to kill that and shut that down. As far as the press,
60 seconds.
And Rakeem Rockman and Lennox Lewis can't put Floyd in the same category as the fighters. Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis can't fight Floyd. That's my call.
All right, Joshua. Thank you for calling in. Well, there you have it. Joshua with the good call. You cannot compare Floyd Mayweather, Enrique, to Hossein Rockman or, you know,
Buster Douglas.
Or Mike Tyson, rather, because Buster Douglas would be the Conor McGregor in this situation.
Indeed. And I wasn't. But I'm saying that it's going to be more than what Matt.
More than the average Matt thinks, right?
Yeah.
Enrique, what do you think I think this is?
You think that it's going to be exactly a washout. Round one, Floyd's going to look good at the end. Round two, he's going to take care of him. Round three, he's going to take care of him. Round four, he's going to just, you know, from the 3-point line, knock him out.
No, I don't think that. I think Mayweather is going to do Mayweather things, not be active, and just sort of outbox McGregor for the majority of the fight, if not 12 rounds. Ness thinks Mayweather needs that knockout. I don't. That's my personal opinion. I also think it's not really in Mayweather's character to go after a knockout. That's never really been him.
He's claimed,
or at least not in recent memory.
He's claiming it.
He's claiming it, yeah, but he's claimed it before. So it's one of those things where it's this fight. Both guys are saying a lot of things. I'm not going to believe any of it. I'm only going to believe what I can see.
He knocked out Victor Ortiz, so his power exists.
I say McGregor hits him. Floyd takes the punch, surprises everybody.
I probably Floyd. I mean, Connor is a very durable fighter.
I think it'll be a much competitive fight than you're painting.
You saw what you told him.
I think this is going to be maybe an 11-1 decision victory for Mayweather. Conor McGregor may win one round.
I would say the first four rounds are going to be like, whoa, 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 and then Mayweather takes over.
I can see that. But very quickly, I want to point out one quick point before we go. This is sort of my final thought. If Oscar De La Hoya, if Canelo, if Marquez, if Cotto, if all of these great fighters, Ricky Hatton, Victor Ortiz, all these great hitters, if they cannot land that one shot on Mayweather, what makes you think Conor McGregor is going to land that one shot?
None of those fighters were as confident as Conor.
I highly doubt that.
None of them.
You don't think Oscar was confident?
None of them reacted the way Conor did in any of their press tours. None of them. They were all second fiddle to the man, to the money man himself, to Pretty Boy Floyd, or to Money May Mayweather. None of them
did. Talking doesn't get you the W.
Okay.
What you do in the ring gets you the W.
Okay. I mean, I know guys that have talked themselves into a fight.
That's true. But I don't think it will.
You know?
What I think about, an 8-ounce glove, 10-ounce glove, at the end of the day, it didn't really matter. What matters is that, more people are getting aware, if you weren't aware of this big, big fight. But can't wait for Friday. 4-part series. See this guy in the ring. We still haven't seen Connor do anything in the ring, really. I got like a little glimpse of him hitting some pads the other day. It was like quick. So,
there's a lot of old stuff out there. For
no, sure. This is new. This is from the show. They did a quick little glimpse of him hitting pads as a trailer for the next episode.
About time. Well, that's Friday. We'll be doing an immediate reaction show on that one. Listen, final thoughts. Glove size matters because she said so. And it does matter because the NSAC said, no way, Jose. We're going to have you 10 ounces for Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And if you're wondering why Kaz is wearing no shirt, it's because he did big things in Border Wars. So check him out on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. And let us know, does he deserve that rematch? We're coming up. Yo, we thought it was 7 months away. It's actually 5 months, but we'll talk about that on another day.
Yo, you can follow me on Instagram at Fight Talk. I'm also on Twitter, TBV_casual fan. And my YouTube channel, TBV_casual fan. Follow me there.
And I'm Matt Dipster Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, Mixed Combat News on Twitter, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Depending on Mr. Doomsday here, we might do a show, a review on Jon Jones versus Daniel Cormier. I know we have to do that for our loyal listeners, so we will be doing that as soon as possible. It's all up to Mr. Doomsday over there.
Well, yes, I am interested in that topic. Doomy Doom, Alex_DoomsdayLinez at IG, Instagram. Catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, LAINEZ. And, boxing is life.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Peace.